This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hour number three. That's right. It's Friday, the final hour. The weekend is right around the corner. Forget about the snow and the cold. The weekend is here. Hope you all are going to enjoy it in a socially responsible, socially distanced responsible way. To Mary's point, ending the last hour, you know, this has to be really make or break for some relationships, right? You have to think, those couples that might have been on edge going into quarantine, now spending more time than usual together, I can see where that might wear at the relationship. And what a difficult time to break up. Because do you stay there with your ex? Do you move out? Do you have movers come into your house and move your stuff while everything is shut down? It's got to be a difficult, a weird time to break up. But it's really make or break. And I think there's probably some relationships, some couples that are spending this quarantine time together and actually enjoying it. I have to say I'm in that group. Quarantine's been well. We've binge watched a lot of shows. So it's been great. We've also played a lot of Monopoly on Xbox. And it's more fun than you would think. I promise you that. More fun than you would think. And so far, Katie has more wins than me, but, you know, there is still some quarantine time left. mentioning relationships, I did say that I would give you this 10 ways to get through a breakup during quarantine list. Now, I've got a full bank of calls, so I'm not going to go through everyone, but I will read one to you this hour or this segment. Get dressed every day and shower every day. Yes, get dressed. Put some jeans on. I understand no one will see you today, but you need to do it. Dress every day, even if it's just for a video chat. It'll get you into a rhythm and remind you that everything will be okay. You know, the thing about breaking up right before quarantine is it's going to take you a few months to have that rebound relationship, right? 803-0930-*930. What does reopening look like to you? What are your reopening concerns? And restaurant, nail salon, bars, where do you feel most comfortable going to when everything first opens? Also, Mother's Day weekend. What are you doing in this social distance world to celebrate mom on Mom's Day? Do you have a special? Is your restaurant offering breakfast to go, brunch to go for mom? Let us know, 803-0930, text board 3930. Also, this is a personal question that I hope someone can answer on the text board, 3930. Really craving some chicken barbecue. Well, actually, Katie's really craving some chicken barbecue in the South Towns. Where can we pick up some really good chicken barbecue tonight? Now, it doesn't have to be in the South Towns. We just prefer it to be in the South Towns, but we got nothing else to do. We can do a nice long drive to the North Towns, to the city. Let me know. 3930. Let's go to Bob in Middleport. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Joe?
Bob, I'm doing well. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm just wondering. I was wondering when they're going to open up shooting ranges, okay? I personally think they shouldn't have not been closed. And I shoot trap. And if you know anything about shooting trap, the trap stations that you shoot from are 3 yards or 9 feet apart, which is 50% more than the 6 foot distance recommended. But also, the gun stores are closed, so you can't buy ammunition, and I can't upgrade any of my guns that I have, and I don't think that they should have been closed based on my Second Amendment rights.
So when will the ranges reopen is your question?
When will the ranges reopen? Yes, and I did send that letter off to our governor.
And no response yet?
Not yet, but I'm waiting. I'm a patient person.
You know what? I will take a guess here, Bob, because I agree. I think you're going to be distanced. You can definitely practice social distance at a gun range. But I would guess, looking at what they have opening where, that phase three would be shooting ranges. But I would be interested, if you get a response, would you please give us a call back? Let us know.
I will do so. As a matter of fact, what I will do is I will forward you the letter when I get back into where I can get to a computer that I sent off.
That sounds great, Bob. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. And I hope you get your chicken.
Thank you, Bob. That is Bob in Middleport. Good point. You know, shooting ranges, you're there. You can be distanced from one another. I'd wonder when those could open. I think that could be a phase one, maybe phase two, but I don't think you'd have to wait till phase three. 803-0930. That opened the line for you. Now, I'm taking these in order. You know what? We're going to go to a break. And then when I come back, I'll take these calls in order. We'll also get an update on what reopening looks like in Texas after this on WBEN. Joe Beamer here with you on a Friday. And by the way, guys, thank you so much for the text. I asked if anyone could, and it was a personal question, because we are looking for some chicken barbecue tonight to enjoy. And I was asking, in the South Towns, where is the best place? Who's open? Who's offering takeout? And the text board has been flooded with responses. So thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Even the ones that say mean things about me are still awesome. You guys are dedicated. You're a great, great audience. And it is my pleasure and privilege to be able to speak with you guys every week. Let's go back to the phones. And again, taking these in order, let's talk to one of our favorite callers. It is Terry in Texas. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Jobadiah. How's life in Buffalo?
Hey, man, it's snowing out my window right now, so that might give you an idea.
Awesome. Real quick, this obviously isn't what I called in for, but I was thinking because you were talking about people breaking up and I'm getting sick of each other. That's obviously going to put them on the market. They're going to be looking for first dates and such. There's obviously like an arsenal of things you take on a first date, you know, protection, various degrees.
Don't say what you were going to, what you texted me. I'm sorry I didn't get back to your text.
No, don't worry about that. It's good. And then, so are thermometers going to be included in that? Like you go out on a first date and the first thing y'all do is scan each other's forehead? So I'm just...
You would think, you know, I mean, that's how a lot of businesses are letting people in. You would think, hey, we're going on this date. You know, if the date goes well, we might be holding hands. Can I please take your temperature first and you can take mine?
So awkward.
I have to say, though, you know, as we start to reopen, I hope we can reopen safely and we don't see a spike in numbers. And I'm all for Zoom meetings, Zoom happy hour with friends. But you know what just to me looks really sad? And I'm sorry, I've been single. I'm not single now, but I've been single before. I've been single for a long time before, right? I mean, there were stretches there where I was single for over a year. I don't think I would ever go to the point where I'm having Match.com dates via FaceTime. Have you seen these commercials?
No, but I'm good on all that. I mean, I'm married, but if I were single, I couldn't get down with that either.
You know, I look at that and I said, I've been there. I know what it's like to be single for years at a time. I don't think I would. I don't think I would go into the FaceTime first date. I think I would just wait until everything reopened and then maybe get myself back out there again. If I was a single man, I was just those commercials I found to be entertaining. Terry, what is reopening looking like in Texas this week?
Well, today, as it were, it looks like nail salons, hair salons, and gyms, I believe. I'm sure there's some others in there. But those are the big ones a lot of people were looking for are opening up. They're going to be at 25% capacity, obviously increased sanitation measures are going to be required, 6 feet apart, all that good stuff. Masks, I believe, at the majority of hair salons and nail salons, if not all of them, I'm sure. I don't know about masks in the gym. I don't know how that works or what they're going to do about that. I hadn't dived too deep into the specifics. I do know that my wife is looking for a nail appointment because she's, you know, she's pretty happy about those nail salons opening up. And it took her a little bit to find a place that could get her in at a time that worked for her. I think, you know, never mistake or never underestimate the power of vanity. People will fade the coronavirus to go out and get themselves looking good again. I truly believe that. So that's what it looks like. But, you know, for instance, yesterday I was in Odessa. That's a big oil field town, lots of restaurants, lots of places to go. Everything that was open looked like it was as full as it could be for the 25% rules that are allotted. Traffic was about as typical as it could be. People moving around and, you know, I got to know, I mean, they're doing more tests, so you're going to see a spike in numbers. From what I'm seeing locally in Lubbock, I don't see, you know, spikes in deaths. I believe we did have a death yesterday that they attributed to the coronavirus. But, again, they don't release age details or you know, like comorbidities or anything like that. So you really don't know. And I'm not trying to say that it doesn't mean nothing that a person lost their life, somebody's loved one lost their life. I'm just saying, it was one person. Obviously, in a couple weeks, we'll see a difference, you know, when they start to look at the numbers and determine whether or not there is a spike due to people moving around more and more. But right now, man, I think people just want to get back to as normal life as they can and you know, are starting to be hopeful or optimistic that maybe, you know, this isn't going to be everything they said it was. You know what I mean?
You know, Terry, looking at gyms reopening, because I actually have a text here on the text line. And by the way, in New York State, that's not until phase three. Now, for me personally, I would wear masks. I would wear gloves. I would go work out in a hoodie and sweatpants, whatever they need me to do if they reopen the gyms. But I hope I hope people now, when we get to go back to gyms, will take the extra 10 seconds and clean off their machine. That is my biggest problem at the gym.
I believe you'll see that because I think you're going to have a lot of muscle-bound men and women that are going to be holding accountable other muscle-bound men and women to cleaning up that equipment, not just shirking it off and doing it themselves. And I think people are going when I know that a lot of people that work out, the gym, you know, they need that. You know that. They want that. That's part of their lives. It's an active training regimen that they follow that's a part of their life and is, like, built into their DNA. So taking it away and then being able to give it back, I don't think they're going to want to lose it again, and I think that people are going to act responsibly and you know, clean up the equipment the way they may even put the weights back where they got them from. They're going to be so well
being. Wow, that would be amazing if we could get to that point. I'll tell you though, Terry, you know, I've been doing this where I run 20 or 25 minutes after work, and then I go use the emergency stairwell, and I do 60 minutes up and down the stairs, but I still am missing something. I am still missing the workout at the gym, even with 80 minutes of cardio. Terry, thank you so much for the call. Terry in Texas opens a line for you at 803-0930. The governor is not next. No, he's not till noon. You've got another half hour of Joe Beamer right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Twenty-two minutes left here on the Friday show on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know what? We've got a full bank of calls. We've got people holding. And of the longest holding, it's been Steve in Amherst. Steve, the floor is yours.
Yes, Joe. I just look at myself and I see myself. I have a property. I'm negative income. I'm COVID, you know, factors. And I am not immune to any of this stuff like a lot of other people. We need to try to keep our economy running. The reason why I'm saying that is I know that I can't survive without, I'm a state pension and I'm on Social Security. So if we cut that, I go further negative. So I think if a person's highly susceptible to COVID, you know, or they're frightened, just try to continue more in isolation. I think we should try to keep working with the goal of opening up this economy, and I'm talking about try to get it full throttle by July, and hope for the best, and just, you know, pray on it. There's nothing I can add that's already been said.
You know, and Steve, I think early on, the first phase is to make sure we get to that July, into July, where we'll be, you know, not in full swing, but close to full swing, is, like you said, those who are at the high risk, those who this would definitely kill, are the ones that should definitely stay home and stay home for a longer period of time. But those who are healthy, those who have the antibodies, if that proves to be a factor in this, and those who could fight this off, should be the ones that are going back to work and should be able to get through the first few phases just fine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. That's Steve in Amherst opening a line for you at 803-0930. Let's jump over to Grand Island and talk to Jerry. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Jerry, I'm doing well. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, you know, I'll just try and be real quick about a lot of this. First of all, I want to say I love Ann, so if she's ever looking. I love her.
Ann is great.
The governor, I think we got to start calling these press conferences and calling them telethons. I told you that. When he gets on there and he's telling the president, you got to do this, in other words, bail us out with his hand out, he says, or you'll never be president, you know. It's like almost like he's extorting, like he really knows how to, you know, play that hand. And I'm just kind of sick of it. And then Mark Poloncarz's briefings, is like, one of the briefings he had this week was so ridiculous. They put a reporter on there. She's got a hat on. She looks like she's ready to go out and play in the snow. Totally unkempt. I mean, you're going to be talking to a really pretty much a statewide audience, or at least a countywide audience. You know, look like something. The person that got on right after looked like she was in her pajamas. I mean, I don't know what's going on. And nobody's going to call out the National Guard to get the libraries open. I'm just joking. And gas is $1.99 at National and Clinton.
All right, Jerry in Grand Island. Let's go to Lindenville. Talk to Tommy. Tommy, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Tommy, I'm doing well. What do you got for us this morning?
How much time do we have? First of all, I want to wish you happy Mother's Day. And real quick, this is not why I called, but my mother, she passed away in 2007. And she left me with enough money to buy a house. So I bought a house. And I bought it because the address was 2007, which was the year she died. And she gave me a spiritual message one afternoon, right about maybe a year after I bought it. I had a man come over to give me a quote for glass block windows. And on the way upstairs from the basement, he started filling out the paperwork. And he said, he started talking out loud to himself. And he goes, okay, today's April 7th. And I said, well, that's the day my mom died. And all of a sudden, all the lights went off in the house. The electricity went off. And he said, oh, that's your mom. I go, you think so? He goes, oh, yeah, let's just hope she turns it right back on. And it went right back on. And I really believe it was my mom because it happened right at that second. It was weird. But what I wanted to say was, first of all, Jimmy Kimmel is not funny. He's very hateful. And you know who else isn't funny? Saturday Night Live. They're not funny anymore either.
No, they've really lost it. You know, I was a huge SNL fan. I mean, that is, I got to stay up late on Saturdays and watch SNL with my parents. It was great. And now, you're right, it's very hateful. Like, I can disagree with your political stance and find you funny if you're funny. But if it's not funny, I think it should be called out.
Exactly. And they're not funny. None of those people are. And here's another thing. You're going to say this is a conspiracy, but Cuomo's having his conference at 12 o'clock because that's the time Rush Limbaugh comes in. And he doesn't want anybody to listen to him because Rush Limbaugh's on his case. And he's telling everybody, just like it is, what this man is. And he says, he does it at 12 to interrupt Rush Limbaugh. That's my own theory because Obama used to do the same thing. He would have conferences at 12 o'clock while Rush was at it.
All right. Thanks for the call. 803-0930-*930. By the way, the governor speaking at noon. Rush Limbaugh will follow him here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking you, what will reopening look like to you? And what are your concerns with reopening? Also asking what you're doing for Mother's Day in this socially distanced world. How are you safely celebrating Mom? Let us know. Are you a restaurant that is offering a brunch to go option on Sunday and you'd like to get the word out there? 803-0930-3930 on the text board. And this last hour, yes, I put a personal question out there. Something to help my decision tonight for dinner. Looking for chicken barbecue, preferably in the South Towns, but really anywhere will be fine. We're not doing anything else. We could use the drive. Let us know who's open, who's offering some good chicken barbecue for us to enjoy on this Friday night. Yes, after we get home with the chicken barbecue, I'm sure we will also enjoy a few adult beverages and season two of one of our favorite shows, Dead to Me, back on Netflix, season two, tonight. Can't wait. One segment to go. And when we come back, we'll be talking to you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Joe Beamer. We have one segment left here with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. Someone on the text board speaking my language. And I like that. I like when we're on the same page with the texters here at 3930. Person says, my main concern is where there'll be Hokies football. Speaking my language. It's also one of my top concerns. Let's go to Boston and talk to Roy. Roy, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Roy, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What do you got for us?
That's good. Well, I have two questions for people to ponder. First of all, have all these rules and regulations been legally passed by the legislative branch of government, or are they the decrees of power-hungry governors who think they are dictators? And I am thinking of Governor Cuomo in particular. Okay. Now, the second thing, 1.4 billion people were infected by the swine flu, and 574,000 people died. Nothing was shut down, and that was about 10 years ago. So how do they decide what is an emergency?
That is a good question, Roy. Something to ponder.
Well, you know, this could get out of hand. I mean, you know, you're looking at any excuse for martial law, especially when you have all these crazy liberal socialistic Democrats out there.
Well, let's hope we get more towards the reopening and not further back to more of an emergency. You know what I mean? That is Roy in Boston opening a line for you at 803-0930-*930. You know, throughout the show, I've been giving you 10 ways to get through a breakup during quarantine. Yes. And as soon as I mentioned this, a texter said, hey, I just broke up. So it's nice to know there is one listener out there this morning who's listening for these top 10. The top 10 of what to do. Number 5, download a dating app. I'm not kidding. It says that right here. Download a dating app. Now, obviously, you won't be into a rebound relationship right away. However, you might meet someone to have a, quote, long-distance relationship with and someone to talk to and maybe make plans with once the state reopens. That was from the people who put this list out. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't agree with that. You know, when I was talking to Terry, that commercial from Match.com where these two people meet, obviously via Match.com, and they have a socially distanced FaceTime date, I'm sorry. I'm good. Even if I was single and I was out there looking and, you know, starting to get very lonely, I understand. I would probably just call a friend, have a Zoom happy hour, continue playing Madden or Sonic. I'll tell you what, not going to do a first date FaceTime for a few reasons. A, I'm not that attractive, okay? I look even worse when I'm holding my phone up to my face. It's not a good look for me, all right? I can't pull that off. I don't have a good FaceTime face. So it wouldn't be any fun, like we're sharing a conversation via FaceTime. I want a conversation in person. I want to see how they react to conversation. Can they make eye contact? All those things that you can't really pick up on via a FaceTime date. And again, it's not fair to me. They're not going to get a good look at me. They're going to get a look at my face from an angle where, again, I'm not that good looking, okay? I need every advantage I can have. A Zoom date, a FaceTime date, just not going to work for me. So if I was single, I would not be out there right now. I would not be putting myself out there. I would have to wait for things to reopen. See, these are the things I think about when I see that commercial. I gave this dialogue yesterday to myself when I saw that commercial. These are the things I'm thinking of. I don't know. Maybe next week we'll talk to people who have done their FaceTime first date. We might also talk to people who have been quarantined apart versus quarantined together. I think that'd be a very interesting show. Let me know what you think. Maybe not. Maybe I'm the only one who would think it's interesting. And that texter from 9 o'clock who said my show's like Teen Beat Magazine, maybe they're correct. You know, we look out here, it's Mother's Day weekend. And yes, it's going to be different than usual, right? We're not going to brunch with mom. Many of us are not going to visit mom. And as tempting as it may be to go visit mom on this Mother's Day, I just remember there was a spike after Easter, 2 weeks after Easter. I don't want to see a spike 2 weeks from today. Why don't I want to see a spike from two weeks from today or this weekend? Because I honestly believe by the end of May, we will be in phase one of reopening. And I think that'll be good for a lot of people's wallets. It'll be good for a lot of people's sanity. And it'll get us closer to being able to hang out together. You know, at the beginning of the show, I talked about how great Zoom meeting is and Google Hangouts and all these things we're discovering during quarantine. But I hope it's also opening everyone's eyes to how important social interaction is and face-to-face conversation. And yes, you might not always like hanging out with a particular group, but how much do you miss that right now? And how much does that Google Hangout, that Zoom happy hour, not compare to being out there together, watching a game together, enjoying each other's company together, having friends over, making dinner for friends and family to come visit? How much do you miss that right now? I'm hoping when this is all said and done that everyone remembers that and doesn't get back to being stuck in their phone 24/7 or depending on the only communication being text message. Hopefully, everyone's eyes reopen to, I'm not going to send that text, I'm going to call. Or I'm not going to call, I'm going to go visit. Or I'm not just going to stop by for 5 minutes, I'm going to spend a good amount of time with those who are important to me. Hopefully, that's where we are after this. Bring a positive out of what has been a negative for so many people on so many levels. And with that note, I wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. The first mothers, the grandmothers, and especially my mother, Janet Beamer. Mom, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. I will be dropping by with a Mother's Day gift. Socially distanced, by the way. I will leave it in the mailbox. But happy Mother's Day. Thank you for putting up with a lot of my stuff I can't say on the air. But you know what I'm talking about. Mom, happy Mother's Day. Love you. Miss you. And I hope everyone else sends a phone call, sends a FaceTime message, a Zoom meeting. Just make sure, even if you can't give mom a hug this Mother's Day, that you let her know how much she means to you. Because without her, you literally would not be in this world. And I 1,000% can take that statement to the bank. All right, Buffalo, I love you. Have a great weekend. Make sure you join us on Hardline Sunday, 10 o'clock. Governor Cuomo is next, followed by Rush Limbaugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.